national anthem is Play Ball here in the Polo Grounds. The New York Mets in the opener of this doubleheader with Jay Hook on the mound will be trying for their third straight win. They won the opening game of this four-game weekend series with a come-from-behind effort, scoring twice in the last of the ninth inning for a 5-4 thriller, and won yesterday afternoon on the brilliant pitching of lefty Al Jackson, who went the route for the first complete game victory turned in by a member of the Mets hurling staff this year. Jay Hook, this year, has made a start against Milwaukee. He lost to Warren Spahn, 6-1. Made a start against Cincinnati and was beaten. So Jay has won none and lost two. And Milwaukee has been a tough club for Jay Hook during his career. His lifetime record against the Braves, he has won 3, but lost 11. Pitching for Milwaukee will be Tony Cloninger, a 23-year-old fireballing right-hander from Iron Station, North Carolina. And when you watch him pitch, the way he throws, you think of iron because he has the strength and throws as hard, probably, as any right-hander in the National League. Cloninger has made only one appearance this year. That was in relief. Last year, he won 8 and lost 3. And against the Mets last year, Cloninger won 2 while losing 1. Leadoff hitter of the game, Ty Quine, left-handed batting center fielder, is in against right-hander Jay Hook as Jay bids for his initial win of the year. Once again, a tough day for the pitchers. The wind a factor in the game and blowing from right across toward left. Now Jay into his windup. Here's the opening pitch of the day. A little bit high. One ball and no strikes. Veteran Tom Gorman, the crew chief of this good umpiring team behind the plate. Big Stan Landis calling the plays around first. Ed Sudol umpiring second. And Al Foreman is at third. Right in there, a call strike. One ball, one strike. Following today's doubleheader, the Mets will be on the road for a week. They wind up their trip in Pittsburgh next Sunday afternoon. Dixie Walker coaching at first. JoJo White at third. Down around the knees, in fact. Ball 2-2-1 now on Ty Cline. Ty Cline acquired by the Braves from the Cleveland Indians. The Braves have a close tie with Cleveland since Bertie Kubitz is now managing the Cleveland Ball Club. Now the 2-1 delivery by Hook. A little bit low, ball 3, 3-1 on Ty Cline. Hitting a 205 on 9 for 44 in the early going of the National League campaign. Now Hook behind on the count. Charlie Neal in close at third. That's over. Strike 2 ball. He was taken. And we have a full count, 3-2. Klein is a slender, a left-hand hitter with a lot of running speed. Likes to get those leg hits on the left side of the diamond. Likes to bunt, and Neal has to play him in close at third. But now with the count 2 strikes, he drops back. 3-2 delivery, strike 3 call. Okay, Hook. Behind on the count, 3-1, comes back to strike out, Ty Cline. One away and nobody out. Here's veteran Frank Bowley. Frank hitting 293. Jay Hook into his windup. Triggers a fastball out the outside edge. One ball and no strikes. Oh, we have a beautiful day right now. 45 minutes ago, it was actually sprinkling a little bit. In comes the pitch to Bowling. That's a strike. A knee-high fastball. One ball, one strike. Jay relies on his fastball, curve, and slider, and has good control. The 1-1 delivery. Low, ball 2-2-1. The infield playing Frank Bowling straight away. The outfield just about straight away. Center fielder Jim Hickman is dragged to left. Pitching 2-1. Curve is ripped foul. Back upstairs, no play. Count even now on Bowling. 2 balls and 2 strikes. For the Milwaukee Braves, this is but the beginning of a lengthy road trip. They'll spend the night here in New York and board an early morning jet for the West Coast where they play in Los Angeles tomorrow night. Pitching 2-2. Curve swung and missed and struck him out. That was the beauty of the curveball that Jay Hook broke off to fan Frank Bowling. Two outs and nobody on. Here's Henry Aaron. Close ball game, and this fella comes up to hit, you really shudder. Now, Hook cranking up the pitch to Aaron. He goes to a fastball, a strike in the outside corner. Now, Jim Hickman is dragged toward left center against power hitting Henry Aaron. The pitch thrown by Jay Hook. A little bit inside, he started to go, and then he held up, and the count is even. One ball and one strike. Henry, a lifetime 315 hitter. And last year, he hit 323. Only twice in his career has he been under 300. Breaking ball outside and low, two balls and a strike. Aaron has an even 300 homers. He's hit two this year, one against the Mets in Milwaukee and one here in the Polo Grounds in the opening game of this series. Last year was his best for home runs. He hit 45. Swing and a miss. 2-2 now on Hank Aaron. So Hank Aaron, in 9 years, has cracked 300 home runs. He has averaged over 30 home runs a year, and he's averaged over 100 RBIs a year. Count 2-2 on Aaron. It's thrown by Hook. Just missed the outside corner. And the spring is out 3-2. That was closer than the eyes of a cross-eyed flea. Now 2-2, setting up the miss. 3-2 delivery. A foul ball hit back towards the screen. Juju whirls, but he has no play. And Hook goes 3-2 on Aaron once again. The Mets are set up defensively with Eddie Crane Poole at first, Ron Hunt at second, Al Moran at short, and Charlie Neal at third. The outfield has Frank Thomas in left, Jim Hickman in center, Duke Snyder is in right. Jay Hook on the mound, and Juju Coleman behind the plate. Aaron Cox healing that bat around, now cocks it off the right shoulder. The 3-2 pitch. Tipped off the mask. Tom Gorman in the count again goes 3-2. JoJo White, the third base coach of the Braves, really plays Henry Aaron deep. He doesn't stay on the coaching lines. He retreats down that left field line to give him plenty of room. 3-2 as Hook swings into his windup. Now the pitch. Fly ball that is going, 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 gone. A home run for Hank Aaron. For Henry Aaron, his third home run of the year. That ball hit off the roof in left field. Never any doubt about it. He put that one into orbit. Just too much. He is quite a hitter. Braves lead 1-0. He fouled off the 3-2 pitch twice and then tied into it to belt the home run. Eddie Matthews up inside and low. It's ball one. There are six players in the National League now tied for the home run lead with three each. Among the six, the New York Mets Duke Snyder. Eddie Matthews off to a fast start this year. Eddie hitting at 385. So he's among the top 10 hitters in the National League. Right now, the Phillies' Don Demeter leads the league in hitting. Inside and low. Ball two, 2-0 now on Eddie Matthews. Demeter, who had a big year for the Phillies last season, off to a blistering start, hitting at 450. Now, Hook behind on the count, delivers to Matthews. Inside and low, ball three. Matthews and Henry Aaron combined have accounted for 701 home runs. Matthews has hit 400. Henry Aaron has hit 301. RPO delivery. He takes all away, and it's over for a call strike, 3-1. Matthews only 31 years old and already with 400 homers. Henry Aaron is 29 years old. Now it's 3-1 on Eddie Matthews. A line drive, hit foul, no play. That ball goes into the seats down the right field line. And we have a full count, 3-2.
Bob, it's interesting to note that Hank Aaron was really unhappy about the play he got in the paper when he hit his 300th home run. It was just one little line squib, and he said, that isn't right.
Well, I agree with him because it's not every ball player that hits 300 homers. Foul back by Eddie. Full count, 3-2. Eddie Matthews. Now hook into his windup. Down comes the pitch.
Fastball over. Strike 3.
Jay struck out the side. He was behind on Matthews, 3-0, and comes back to strike him out. One run, one hit, the home run by Henry Aaron. No errors and none left on. The score in the middle of the first inning, the Braves won, and the New York Mets coming to bat. Major league career, he has a strong record of 15-5. As the ball players say, he throws feet. He really throws hard. Now Jim Hickman is up against Cloninger. Down comes the pitch. He misses inside. One ball and no strike. You know, talking about the combined home run hitting power of Eddie Matthews and Henry Aaron, combined they've hit 701. Combine the totals of Gil Hodges and Duke Snyder, and it's 762. Here's the pitch on the way. That's over for a call strike. One ball and one strike. Then to Hodges and Snyder, add the 257 hit by Frank Thomas. That trio of New York Mets has accounted for over 1,000 home runs. 1,019. The 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball outside and low. 2-1 now on Jim Hickman. Jim hitting at 320. 8 hits in 25 times at bat, and the last 2 game victories, he has been very instrumental. Day before yesterday, Jim had a double and a triple. The 2-1 delivery, a high hop fly on the left side of the diamond. Calling for it, shortstop Roy McMillan, he has it for the out. One away and nobody on. Coming on to hit now will be Ron Hunt. In this series, young Ron Hunt has really been haunting his former organization, the Milwaukee Braves. He was signed by the Braves when he came out of high school in St. Louis, Missouri, and started to work his way up through their farm system. Last year was his first season to hit over 300 in the minor leagues. And he was named the top second baseman in the Texas League. It's thrown by Cloninger, too high, ball one. You don't have to send Hunt up to bunt because Ron has good power. Duke Snyder on deck and then Frank Thomas. Here's the windup pitch by Cloninger. A ground ball hits the shortstop. McMillan dashes in, picks it up, throws in time. Ron is out by a full running stride. Fast fielding by McMillan. The ball not hit hard. He had to go to his right. He also had to come in on it. The year with 298 home runs.
check that. 390 and has already hit three, so he's only seven away from that 400 mark. Two highs, ball one. I don't know what we were thinking. Well, if Duke can stay healthy at all, he would seem almost a certainty to get that 400 this year.
But he didn't pull it. Aaron backing up by the bullpen is under it, and he makes the catch.
Had that ball been pulled, it was easily a home run, but it was hit to right center. And Aaron went back in front of the bullpen in right center field to take it for the out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. At the end of one inning to score, the Milwaukee Braves won, and the New York Mets nothing. Los Angeles Dodgers will be opening the next homestand for the New York Mets. When they do so on April 29th, it will be the first night game of the home season. Sandy Koufax picking up where he left off early last year at the tremendous strikeout pace. Of course, he'll have with him Don Drysdale. Drysdale and Koufax representing possibly baseball's 1-2 pitching punch, the best. Tommy Davis, the batting champion from last year, Maury Wills, Ron Fairley, Willie Davis, Frank Howard, Bill Skowron. The Dodgers come in for two night games, April 29th and April 30th. So while the Mets are away next week on a one-week road trip going to Philadelphia, Chicago, and Pittsburgh, tickets for the next homestand will be on sale at the advanced sale window here at the Polo Grounds, Grand Central Station near the 42nd and Vanderbilt ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. Remember, too, for your added convenience, that ticket reservations may be made at all Howard closed stores in the metropolitan area. This is kind of a funny day. First it was cloudy and sprinkled a little bit. Then the sky is broken, it was clear, and now it's cloudy again. Now Norm Larker comes up against Jay Hook in the top half of the second. Real good crowd at the Polo Grounds today for this first doubleheader of the home season. Charlie Neal on the edge of the grass at third against Larker, a left-hand batter. The rest of the infield around to right. Fastball over, strike one call. Lee May, the left fielder, will hit next, and then Joe Torre. Now Hook winding. Delivers. Off the outside edge, one ball and one strike. Norm Larker, line drive hitter. Feet close together, leans and takes, and it's a little bit inside. Ball two, two and one. After the day is over, the Mets and Braves will already have played eight of their scheduled 18 games for the year. The 2-1 pitch to Larker, fouled back to the screen, no play, two balls and two strikes. Braves swept the four-game series in Milwaukee. The Mets have taken the first two games of the four-game set here. Wind up delivers an off-speed pitch that misses ball three. A full count, three and two. Jay lifetime against the Braves has won three, lost 11. Now the payoff pitch to Larker. Ball four, it's outside, and he walked him. But Jay Hook has walked the leadoff batter in the top of the second. For those of you who may have missed the scores of yesterday's game, the Phillies beat St. Louis 6-2. Pittsburgh down Cincinnati 4-2. The Cubs beat San Francisco 4-0. Billy Pierce losing for the first time at Candlestick Park in San Francisco after 14 victories. Lee May is up and it's inside and a high, ball one. And the Houston Colts 45 beat the Dodgers 9-6. The Dodgers have been erratic in the field. They have committed 17 errors in their first 11 games. Nobody out. Lee May hitting with Norm Larker on first base. A A blooper popped up on the left side of the diamond. Calling for it is Al Moran. On the rim of the left field grass, he takes it. Jay Hook making a good pitch. He hit Lee May right off the fifth. One away and one on. The batter on now will be Joe Torre. In the American League yesterday, the Yankees were beaten by Washington 7-1 last night. The Orioles, now in first place by a half game, beat Cleveland 8-1. The Red Sox won a 15-inning game from Detroit 4-3. The Angels beat Kansas City last night 7-4. And the White Sox outslugged Minnesota 10-7. Outside and low, ball one to Joe Torre. The White Sox game, Dave Nicholson, who came to Chicago in the Baltimore trade, had a triple and a grand slam home run. Mets have the infield looking for the double play. Torre, strong right-hand batter. Now Jay up in pitching position. Delivers. And the ball is popped foul down the right field line, headed toward the crowd. Eddie Cranepool has no play. So this one is in as a souvenir. As Joe Torre fouls it off. A breeze really whipping across the field from right toward left. Braves in front, one that I think on a home run by Henry Aaron. For Aaron, his third of the year. He hit 9 against the Mets last year, and he has 3 this year. The 1-1 delivery. Outside and low, scooped out by Choo Choo, and the count 2 balls and a strike. The brief life of the New York Mets, Henry Aaron has established himself as the top tormentor. Another real tormentor has been Don Demeter, now leading the National League in batting of the Philadelphia Phils. There goes the runner. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball hits the shortstop. Moran will have to go to first base. In time, they put the hit-and-run play on and broke up the double play on a ground ball hit to short. Torre is thrown out, and Larker moves to second. Two away, Norm Larker is on second, and the hitter is the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Roy has 8 hits, including 1 home run. First base is open, the pitcher is scheduled up next. Now Jay up in pitching position. Delivers to McMillan. A curve that's over a strike on the outside corner. Like to get Roy McMillan to have that pitcher leading off in the next inning. Not many things a pitcher would rather do than to have the opposing pitcher leading off an inning. Now Jay steps off, chasing Joe Torre, or rather Norm Larker, back towards second. A fly ball to center field, fairly deep. Back goes Jim Hicks, and now he's under it. Makes the catch to side is out. No hits, no errors, one left on. At the end of an inning and a half, the score, the Braves won and the Mets nothing. Enjoy a glass along with the game. Now before Frank Thomas leads off in the home second, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
With Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner from the Polo Grounds, the Mets trail the Braves 1-0 as they face Tony Kleminger in the last half of the second inning. Frank Thomas leading off against Kleminger. Broken bat, line drive, base hit, going to left field, beyond the reach of Roy McMillan. Thomas takes the turn and he's on. Well, Frank broke his bat swinging at that fastball, but he still hit it well enough. Hit it on a line beyond the reach of McMillan and on into left for a base hit. Now Eddie Cranepool is coming up. Eddie hitting 263 on 5-for-19, including his first Major League home run. His first Major League home run coming at
at the age of 18, was into the upper deck in right field off of a talented right-hander, Bob Shaw.
Now Kleininger up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate. A ground ball flies towards short. Base hit. Beyond the reach of McMillan. Thomas around second holds up there. Eddie Cranepool hit the ball hard on Kleininger and hit a ground ball just beyond the reach of McMillan into left field.
Kleininger
here in the bottom half of the second inning. Next pitch on the way.
gets away from the catcher. Johnny Eels going on down to second base. He takes the turn and holds up there. We'll wait for the scoring as the wild pitcher passed ball. Torrey had his spin on it, but was unable to hold it. It'll be a fast ball, charged to Joe Torrey, and that puts Charlie Neal in scoring position. Al Moran hitting with a count of 2-0. Jay Hook is out on the on-deck circle. The New York Mets going with a single to left field. Eddie Cranepool hit a ground single to left. Coleman moved the runners up when he grounded out to the first baseman Larker. Neal singled to right field, scoring both Thomas and Cranepool. Moran has walked. Neal had gone to second on a fastball. Jay 1-for-3, batting at 333. Pretty good hitting pitcher. Now the pitch to him. Foul ball and a check swing as that one goes back toward the dugout. Now Bobby Bregan has sent the sign to the Milwaukee bullpen for left-hander Denny LeMaster to warm up. Next pitch to Hook. Here's a hook that's inside. One ball, one strike. Hickman is the on-deck batter, hoping that Jay can keep it going for him here in the bottom half of the second inning. Now Jay steps out of the batter's box for a moment, and he wants to talk to Sally Hemus. Well, we hope you've got plenty of Rheingold Extra Dry on hand to add to your enjoyment of the baseball and the weekend. Why not open up or order up a cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry? It's beer as beer should taste. Charlie Neal on second, Al Moran on first. One man out, two runs are in. Here's the pitch by Kleininger. Outside and high, ball two, 2-1 to Jay Hook. Eddie Matthews calls time now, and he'll walk to the mound to try and settle down Tony Kleininger. Kleininger retired the side in order in the first, though Snyder, the third man up, hit a long fly out by the bullpen in right center that Aaron caught. Now the runners take a lead. The 2-1 delivery. Inside and low, it's ball three. Now we have a 3-1 count on Jay Hook. So Tony
Charlie Cloninger is one pitch away from loading the bases for Jim Hickman. And that brings Bobby Bregan bouncing up the dugout steps and on his way to the mound. Bregan realizing the peril here with a count 3-1 on the pitcher. Out to the mound now to talk to his pitcher, Tony Cloninger. Jello takes the opportunity to leave the Lions at third and come and talk to Casey Stengel. They also have a right-hander, Ryan Boucher, now warming up at the bullpen for Milwaukee. Cookie Lavagetto and Casey Stengel talking it over. Count has gone 3-1. The runners on first and second, one out. Two runs in, and New York meeting Milwaukee 2-1 in the bottom half of the second. To go back to the action. The count 3-1 on Jay Hook. Here's Cloninger into his stretch. He makes the stop. And the pitch on the way. Strike called. A fastball over 3-2. Let's have Jay Hook taking on that one. They'd like nothing better than for him to coax the walk to load him up for Jim Hickman. Take a short lead. The runners are going. The pitch is bounced foul. A low inside pitch that Jay barely got his bat on. He fouls it off, but the runner's moving. Well, that shows you the confidence that Casey has in Jay Hook. He had the runners going on 3-2. Now let's keep an eye on the runners. Charlie Neal at second, Al Moran at first. They hold up. The pitch, all four of the bases are loaded. The base is loaded for Jim Hickman. Tony Cloninger, after giving up a run on three hits. Suddenly he had the plate start to move around on him and now has walked Al Moran and Jay Hook. Number 8 and 9 then in the batting order. The bases are loaded. And the leadoff batter, Jim Hickman, is the seventh man up in the inning. That's with a chance here to build the lead. Now Cloninger will use the full windup. Here's his pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Playing toward the middle, figuring Hickman will hit the ball up the middle, and the outfield just about straight away. A drive hit deep to left field by Jim Hickman. It's going to be caught. Back on the path of May, he makes the catch. Neal tagged up. He's coming down the line to score. Jim Hickman made a strong bid for a grand slam home run. Lee May caught the ball on the warning path. The ball wasn't pulled too much. It was over toward left center, and May went back on the warning track to get it. Now the Mets have 3 runs in and lead 3-1. The run batted in for Jim Hickman. His fifth, he leads the New York Mets in RBI. Now Ron Hunt is up with 2 down, runners on first and second. Tony Cloninger off the stretch delivers outside and low. It's ball one. Two walks given up by Tony Cloninger. Moran is on second. Hook on first with 2 men out. Now Cloninger up in pitching position. Delivers to Hunt. He holds up and the pitch is over. He had him tied up with that one. One ball, one strike. Cloninger outside and low. 2-1. Doubleheader here today in the Polo Grounds. Cardinals and Phillies play two in Philadelphia. Reds and Pirates play a single game. Houston and the Dodgers will play a doubleheader on the West Coast. The Cubs and Giants play two on the West Coast. It's 2-1 now to Ron Hunt. The pitch by Cloninger is outside and low, ball three. And now Cloninger is one pitch away from loading the bases for Duke Snider. So he has a big pitch to make right here with a count of 3-1. Ron Hunt. Al Moran is on second. Jay Hook on first. There are two away. Three runs are in. Waiting for the pitch. Here it is. Ball four. That loads them up for Duke Snider.
Now Bobby Bergen, standing hands on hips, is looking toward the bullpen. He fans Vinny LeMaster, a left-hander, and right-hander Ron Boucher warming up. Cloninger now has given up three runs, three hits, and walked three in the bottom half of the second. Snider will be the ninth man up in the inning. Now here's Bregan coming out of the dugout. This is going to be all for Tony Cloninger. Left-hander Denny LeMaster is being brought in now. Denny LeMaster, young left-hander of the Milwaukee Braves, is coming on to take over the pitching with the bases loaded and two men down. While the pitching change is being made, let's check the scores of the other ball games. In the National League, in the sixth inning in Philadelphia, Don Demeter, who's hitting .450, hit a two-run homer off Ryan Taylor. The Phillies now lead the Cardinals 3-2 at the end of six. Cal McClish, the Philadelphia hurler. Gene Oliver hit a two-run homer for St. Louis in the second. At the end of one at Pittsburgh, Cincinnati 2, Pittsburgh 1. Jim Maloney for the Reds and Al McBean hurling for the Pirates. The Colt 45s and the Dodgers have a doubleheader in Los Angeles. The Cubs and the Giants have a doubleheader in San Francisco. In the American League, at the end of an inning and a half in Washington, Yankees 2, Washington 1. Ralph Terry trying for his third win, being opposed by Claude Osteen. At the end of 2.5, Detroit nothing, Red Sox nothing. Hank Aguirre against Bill Mondbouquet. The Red Sox have taken the first three games of that series. Cleveland failed to score in the first. Sam McDowell has been replaced by Jim Perry in the last of the first inning in Baltimore. Steve Barber is on the mound for the Baltimore Orioles. The Birds now of Billy Hitchcock are occupying the top rung in the American League. They're underway in Comiskey Park, Chicago. The Twins did not score off Eddie Fisher in the first. Roland pitching for Minnesota. Otherwise, in the American League, it'll be Los Angeles playing later at Kansas City. This will be the fifth appearance for Denny LeMaster. Four previous outings, he's worked only 3 2/3 innings. Given up three earned runs. Well, here we go. Duke Snider batting with the bases loaded. Two men down. Mets lead the Braves 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Last year with the Braves, Denny LeMaster won 3 and lost 4. 6'1", 185-pound southpaw from Corona, California. He's into his windup. The pitch to Snider. And the ball is popped up near the mound. Who's going to get it? Calling for it is the pitcher. They bump together, but the ball is held on to by Denny LeMaster. Matthews and LeMaster went together, but they held on to it. You don't often see the pitcher take the ball, but Denny LeMaster figured no one else was going to do it. He'd have to grab it, and he did. So he gets out of the jam on one pitch. In the second inning, three runs, three hits, no errors, three left on. At the end of two innings to score, it's the New York Mets 3 and the Milwaukee Braves 1.
New York 39, New York.
We are turning the lights on as we go to the third inning, and also we're turning the lights on behind the microphone as we present Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, Bob. On the mound is Jay Hook taking his warm-up pitches. He had a long wait while the Mets batted around, sent nine men to the plate. In the bottom half of the second inning, when they scored the only three runs of the ball game. Jay will work to the pitcher's position.
The Baltimore Orioles. The Birds now, Billy Hitchcock, are occupying the top rung in the American League. They're underway in Comiskey Park, Chicago. The Twins did not score off Eddie Fisher in the first. Rowland pitching for Minnesota. Otherwise, in the American League, it'll be Los Angeles playing later at Kansas City. This will be the fifth appearance for Denny LeMaster. Four previous outings, he's worked only 3 2/3 innings. Giving up 3 earned runs. Well, here we go. Duke Snider batting with the bases loaded. 2 men down. Mets lead the Braves 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Last year with the Braves, Denny LeMaster won 3 and lost 4. 6'1", 185-pound southpaw from Corona, California. He's into his windup. The pitch to Snider. And the ball is popped up near the mound. Who's going to get it? Calling for it is the pitcher. They bump together, but the ball is held on to by Denny LeMaster. Matthews and LeMaster went together, but they held on to it. You don't often see the pitcher take the ball, but Denny LeMaster figured no one else was going to do it. He'd have to grab it, and he did. So he gets out of the jam on one pitch. In the second inning, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, 3 left on. At the end of 2 innings to score, it's the New York Mets 3 and the Milwaukee Braves 1. Now they are turning the lights on as we go to the third inning, and also we're turning the lights on behind the microphone as we present Ralph Kiner.
Bob, on the mound is Jay Hood taking his warm-up pitches. He had a long wait while the Mets batted around, sent 9 men to the plate. In the bottom half of the second inning, when they scored the only 3 runs of the ball game, Jay will work to the pitcher's position. It'll be Denny LeMaster coming up to bat for the first time. He pitched one ball as he came in relief of Tony Cloninger and got Duke Snider on a pop-up. LeMaster batting from the right-hand side. He's a left-hand pitcher. Comes to bat. It'll be LeMaster, who is 0-for-1 so far this year. Then Ty Klein and then Frank Bowling. And the first pitch is hit to right field. An easy fly ball for Duke Snider. He moves to his left. Makes the catch for out number one. So the Braves, trailing by a score of 3-0, have one out now here in the top of the third. And the batter coming on, left-hand batter Ty Klein. Was called out on strikes in the first inning. 1-of-3 struck out by Jay Hood. Jay is striking out the side. Had a home run by Hank Aaron sandwiched in between his second and third strikeouts. The score 3-1 in favor of the New York Mets. And the first pitch by Jay to the left-hand batter is a strike call, a fastball through. Now back to the plate with a change of pace. It's a little bit low. One ball and one strike. Now Hook asks for time as a new ball is put in play. Tom Gorman, the home plate umpire, former Major League pitcher. And here's the 1-1 pitch to Klein. He checks in time. Two balls and one strike. Johnny Neal at third base playing in very shallow against a possible bunt. The outfield about straight away. Al Moran at shortstop pulled over near the bag. And Jay now goes into the windup, and here's the 2-1 pitch. High again. It's ball 3. 3 balls and 1 strike. Cook has given up only one base hit. He has walked one so far. He's 3-1 to Ty Cline. One man out here in the top of the third inning. Mets lead 3-1. And the pitch back is a strike call. A full count now to Ty Cline as Jay Hook works in the mound. In the batter's box, and here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball hit the center field, a base hit. Coming on is Jim Hickman. He takes it on the first hop. And the Milwaukee Braves now have a runner at first base and the second baseman Frank Bowling coming to bat. Bowling currently on a 9-game batting streak. He has been red hot against the Mets. He has picked up 9 hits and 19 trips to the plate. Shaking no on the first sign from 2-2 Coleman. He struck Bowling out in the first inning. Got him on a curveball swinging. Now the right-hander to the right-hand batter, and there's a foul ball off to the right side. Ball going out of play for strike one. Braves have yet to win a ball game on the road. They have won 7, all at home. A current 7-game winning streak going when they came in against the Mets. There's a throw to first base. Crane pulled late with a tag. Mets have won the first 2 games of this 4-game series. The runner goes, but the ball is fouled away out of play. So on the hit and run play, Klein has to return back to first base. And the count moves to no balls and 2 strikes. Batter is Hank Aaron. He has scored the only run of the game for the Braves against Jay Hook. That came in a long home run. His third of the year. All 3 of his home runs against the Mets. Now time called as Frank Bowling steps out of the batter's box. And the ball boy is now out at home plate giving some more baseballs to Tom Gorman. He almost got caught in the play. There's a throw to first base. Tag is late. Ty Cline there back safely. Now the 2-strike pitch. It's a curveball outside. 1-2. First doublehead of the year if you're still around the area. Come on in. Still a lot of baseball to be played here in the Polo Grounds. Here's the pitch to the plate. A ground ball hit back to Hook. A good play. Goes to the second baseman covering at second. The first base in time. A 1-4-3 double play. A good play by Jay Hook. The first double play of the ball game, and it retires the side. In the inning for the Braves, no runs on 1 hit. There were no errors, and there was no one left on base. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Mets 3, the Braves 1. Now, bottom half of the third inning, Frank Thomas stepping in. Frank started the 3-run rally off for the Mets in the second inning when they took the lead 3-1. And the first pitch to Frank Thomas by Denny LeMaster is a fastball low for ball one. Frank had a broken bat base hit to left field to start off the rally. He scored the first run of the game for the Mets. The base hit by Frank is 4th of the year. Here's the pitch back to the right-hand batter. It's low again, ball 2. 2-0. Tony Cloninger was the starting pitcher for the Braves. He officially went 1 2/3 innings. He was charged with the 3-run scored by the Mets. He gave up 3 hits. He walked 3. He worked the first inning 1-2-3 and then pitched to 8 men in the second inning. There's a foul ball by Frank Thomas. Out of play. And the count moves to 2-1. Frank looking for his first 1963 home run. He had 34 last year to lead all New York players. Thomas, it will be rookie Ed Cranebull Then Chichu Coleman against the left-hander. And LeMaster now comes back to the plate. And there's a ground ball hit down to Matthews. A tough hop. He can't handle it. Thomas is on at first base. In the second inning, Frank Thomas leads off by getting on. It's charged in there to Eddie Matthews. That was a real tough hop. Matthews got the hard ground ball on the half hop. He flinched as it came off the dirt. Couldn't get a hold of the handle and missed it. So the Mets now have eight Cranepool coming up. Thomas at first base, and the first pitch to Cranepool is swung on a miss for strike one. The base hit between short and third, his first time up off Tony Cloninger. Now batting against the left-hand pitcher. He bats from the left-hand side. Here's the one strike pitch. A bunt attempt, a good one. Down to Eddie Matthews. He has to go to first. The throw is just in time. And moving down to second base on the sacrifice bunt is Frank Thomas. So Eddie Cranepool, a perfect sacrifice bunt. In favor of the Mets, they have another runner at second base now. The batter is Chichu Coleman. Chichu batting from the left-hand side, grounded out to first base, his first time up. In on deck batter, Johnny Neal. Johnny with two runs batted in. Bottom half of the third inning, one man out as LeMaster throws a curveball that breaks over for strike one. Wind blowing in strongly from right field. Alamaster set and back to the plate. Curveball pulled foul, strike two. LeMaster, after pitching at Louisville and compiling a 10-4 record last year, was called up to the Milwaukee Braves. He had a 3-4 record with a 3.00 earned run average. His first major league win was against the Phillies. Now the two strike pitch fouled away. LeMaster, 1959, while pitching for Jacksonville in the South Atlantic League, struck out 19 making batters, 11 of them in a row. That's quite a job to strike out 19, but 11 consecutively is really amazing. He's from Camarillo, California, just about 60, 70 miles from Los Angeles. Now the two-strike pitch to Chichu Coleman just outside. So the count now, one ball and two strikes. Frank Thomas at second base. Mets with a 3-1 lead, bottom half of the third inning. Back on top and back to the plate. Curveball bouncing in the dirt. Dug out by Joe Torre. And that moves the count to two balls and two strikes. Coleman with four hits and 24 times to the plate. He had a big day against the Milwaukee Braves on Friday. 3-for-3 day, and he reached first base the fourth time when he was hit by a pitch ball. Curve is inside and high. Three balls and two strikes. Full count to Chichu Coleman, the on-deck batter Johnny Neal, Frank Thomas at second base. The master shaking no on the first sign by Joe Torre. Now get set. And here's the 3-2 pitch. Popped up in the air to the third base side. LeMaster is there. He calls and he makes the catch. So for the second time, LeMaster has made a put out on a pop-up by the pitcher's mound. The last time, Eddie Matthews and he collided. Two men out now as Johnny Neal comes up. And while we wait for Johnny to bat, we'll pause for station identification.
You are in tune to WGY, 10 on your radio dial, Schenectady, the General Electric station.
Rob Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Polo Grounds. And the first pitch to Johnny Neal is low in the dirt, dug out by Joe Torre for ball one. Mets lead 3-1, bottom half of the third inning, two men out. Mike Thomas at second base. A 1-0 count to Johnny Neal. Denny LeMaster into the stretch and back to the plate. There's a fly ball hit through right center field. Moving back Hank here, and he has a lot of room. Wynn holding the ball up, and he makes the catch. That retires the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits. One error on Eddie Matthews. One man left on, and the score at the end of three innings of play. The Mets 3, the Braves 1. The 29th and 30th, the first two night games of the year. Here's the first pitch to Hank Aaron as we move to the top of the fourth inning. It's up too high for ball one. Aaron with the only run scored for the Milwaukee Braves. A long home run to left field. And the pitch back to the plate is a change of pace. Hit the center field. Hickman has running room as he moves to his left and he makes the play. 3-1 in favor of the Mets. One out here in the top of the fourth now, and Eddie Matthews comes up. Matthews with a current nine-game hitting streak going. He was struck out in the fastball in a 3-2 count his first time up. He's batting 375. Hank Aaron, including his last at-bat, is batting 341. Matthews tries to check, but the ball comes off of the bat for a foul ball, strike one. A change of pace, a big swing, and a miss, strike two. Jay Hook working to Eddie Matthews. So far, Jay has given up two base hits in the ball game. He has struck out three, struck out the side in the first inning, and he has walked one. Now the right-hander into the windup, and the two-strike pitch just outside, ball one. Jay Hook looking for his first win of the 1963 season. He is 0-2. Now Hook back to Matthews. A curveball hits the right field, a base hit. Coming over is Snyder. He cuts it off, throws on in, and Matthews holds at first base with a base hit. His first in the game. He now has hit in 10 consecutive ball games this year. And the Milwaukee Braves have the tying run at the plate. It's Norm Rucker coming in to bat. Rucker walked his first time up. He has 5 hits and 19 times up this year. And the left-hand batter looks at a pitch 2-0 for ball one. Hits all even now, 3 apiece. The Mets lead and runs by 2. First base, but Matthews with a short lead back ahead of the tag. Eddie Cranepool playing first base. Ron Hunt in second. Al Moran at short, and Johnny Neal at third. There's a quick throw again to first, but again, Matthews with a short lead gets back easily. Outfield, Frank Thomas, Jim Hickman, and Duke Snyder. Left to right. The catcher is Choo Choo Coleman. The first game of two. The pitch to the plate outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes, Norm Rucker. In the second game today, it's Lou Burdett scheduled for the Milwaukee Braves. He has 1-2 and lost none so far this year. And going for the Mets, Galen Siskall. He pitched a fine game against Milwaukee in Milwaukee. He is 0-1. Again to first base, but Matthew is back easily. Tomorrow night's game, we'll see Don Rowe on the mound as a starting pitcher for the first time for the Mets. That'll be against Philadelphia. Here's the pitch back to the plate. A high strike called by John Rowland. That was up in the new strike zone. Norm Rucker talking to Gorman now.
call by Tom Gorman, drawing quite a bit of conversation from the Milwaukee bench. Two balls and one strike. Jay now into the stretch position and back to the plate. It's a slider, all strike two. Two balls and two strikes now. Matthews with a short lead at first base on all the previous pitches. Now leading off again. Still short, about three steps away. And Larker looks at a fastball that's just low. That moves the count to three balls and two strikes. A full count now. The on-deck batter is Lee May, a left-hand batter. Matthews edging off, one man out, and he draws the throw again to first base, but again he's back ahead of the tag. In fact, no tag by Eddie Cranefall. Again, 3-2. Again, to first base by Jay Hook. Matthews back. Jay Hook trying to keep Matthews close in case he might be running on the 3-2 count. Barker does not strike out much, so it's very good that he might be going here. The runner goes. There's a bouncy ball to first. Cranepool gets it, throws the second. A good throw. Back to first. And Jay Hook, who was covering, never got the ball as Cranepool took it in front of him. So Matthews is out at second base on the fourth play. A real good throw by Eddie Cranepool to pick him up. He was running on the 3-2 count. But as the throw came back from Al Moran, it was a good throw. Cranepool, who was in front of the bag, cut the ball off, and Jay Hook, who was on the bag with a chance to complete the double play, never got the ball. Cranepool evidently did not know that Jay was there covering from the pitcher's position. Two men out now, exchanging at first base, Norm Walker for Eddie Matthews, and the batter is Lee May. The first pitch to May bounced to first. Cranepool takes it. Steps in the back to retire the side. In the inning for the Milwaukee Braves. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left, and the score at the end of 3.5 innings of play. The Mets 3, the Braves 1. It's the bottom half of the fourth inning. Mets coming up. They lead in the ball game 3-1. And against Milwaukee Brave pitcher Denny LeMaster, it will be Al Moran, Jay Hook, and Jim Hickman. And the first pitch by the left-hand pitcher is a fastball up around the letters. A big swing and a miss by Al Moran for strike one. Al walked his first time up, so he has yet to be officially credited with an at-bat this ball game. He has two hits and 17 times up. The walk coming off starting pitcher Tony Cloninger. He's the pitcher of record in this ball game, having given up all three runs scored by the Mets. There's a foul ball out of play, strike two. Denny LeMaster came in the ball game with two men out in the second inning and the bases loaded. He got Duke Snyder in one pitch, and in the third inning he worked to four men, retiring three of the four, the other reaching on an error. Here's the two-strike pitch, a curveball, a swing and a miss for strike three. That's the first strikeout in the ball game for the Milwaukee Braves. And with one out now, Jay Hook comes to bat. Jay walked his first time up. He has one hit and three times up this year. He bats from the left-hand side. There's a bunt attempt out towards third base. Dug out by LeMaster. He falls down as he throws, but he got his man. Denny LeMaster coming off the mound had to make the play. Eddie Matthews could not have made it in time. He came up with the ball as he went to throw. He slipped on the grass area, but still got the throw off, not with too much on it, but he got there in time for out number two. Score 3-1 in favor of the Mets with Jim Hickman coming to bat. Jim had a long sacrifice fly to left field in the second inning to drive in the third net run. He is 0-for-1 in the ballgame. Say there's no time like the present, and what better way to use it than to pour yourself a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Here's the first pitch to Jim Hickman. It's a strike call. Jim batting from the right-hand side. Pitch back, a change of pace high. One ball and one strike. Only six hits in the ball game between both clubs. Each club with three. The Mets have three runs, the Braves one. Bottom half of the fourth inning with two men out. Mets scored three runs in the second inning on three base hits. And three walks sandwiched in between. Now LeMaster with a sign and back to Jim Hickman. Ball breaking over for strike two. Hickman looking. One ball and two strikes. Now the windup and the next pitch to Jim. Fastball just missing outside. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 and 2. Two balls, two strikes, two men out. Now LeMaster back to work. And he bounces a curveball right on the plate. It's ball three. A full count now to Jim. Hickman with eight hits and 26 trips to the plate this year. And two strikes, LeMaster into the windup. And the fastball's fouled away, and the count will stay at 3-2. Hickman was very instrumental in the first Met victory this year against the Milwaukee Braves. It was his double that set up the time run at third base, and of course, he was the go-ahead run, or the winning run at second. He scored later. And Ron Hunt drove him in. That was a ninth inning win for the Mets. Now again, the 3-2 pitch. Struck him out. A hard swing and a miss. That retires the side. 1-2-3. Two strikeouts for Denny LeMaster. And the score at the end of four. The Mets 3. The Milwaukee Braves 1. Well, the action right here at the Polo Grounds is red hot. Let's take a look at the action around the National and the American League. Here's Bob Murphy once again. Right here we go along to the fifth inning with Torrey hitting the first pitch on a line to Greenbrule. One away. Joe Torrey lines out to Ed Greenbrule. One away and nobody on, top half of the fifth inning. Roy McMillan. New York, three runs, three hits, and no errors. Milwaukee, one run, three hits, and one error. The Mets punched their hits to get three runs and chased the starting pitcher, Tony Kleininger. Now hook out of his windup. Here's the pitch. Outside and low. One ball and no strikes on Roy McMillan. Roy hit a fly ball deep to center field his first time up. Starting to break through the overcast once again. The lights are still on at the moment. If you're in the neighborhood, we hope you're planning to join us. We've got a lot of baseball remaining right here in the Polo Grounds today. Outside and low. Ball two, 2-0 now on Roy McMillan. Now Hook looks in to choo-choo to get his sign. Pitches 2-0. Ball three, missed low and outside, and he goes behind on McMillan, 3-0.
Denny LeMaster will be up next, and then Ty Klein, the leadoff batter and center fielder. That's over. Strike one call. Now they grab the telephone and communicate with the bullpen, indicating that Bregan might want to go to a hitter for LeMaster if McMillan gets on. Ron Fache, a right-hander, is up throwing again. 3-1 delivery. Curve is low, ball four, and now let's watch and see if the Braves make a move. Mac Jones is over around the bat rack and is going to come on to hit for Denny LeMaster. The walk by Jay hooked his second. He walked Norm Larker in the second inning. So Denny LeMaster, who was extremely effective in relief, is leaving the game now in favor of the pinch hitter. Mac Jones will bat for Denny LeMaster. Good power to the opposite field is on now to hit for Denny LeMaster. One away and one on. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Here's the pitch by Hook. Curve is foul back toward the crowd, and it's out of play. Mac Jones with four hits in 26 times at bat so far. He has started in about half the games played to date by the Braves. Mac Jones, Lee May, and Leonard Gabrielson battling for the spots in the outfield of the Milwaukee Braves. Ball got loose out of the bullpen, so we have play held up for a moment while Jim Hickman fires it back to them. Now here's Hook off the stretch, and he decides to step off. Ron Fache will be coming on in relief. Outside and low, one ball, one strike. Fache worked one inning in the game yesterday and pitched it very effectively. He retired the side in order in the eighth inning and struck out Norm Sherry and Al Moran. And that's three and the Braves one. Braves trying to get it going here in the fifth inning. Now the pitch. Fouled again. That's whacked up toward the roof. It'll be out of play. One ball and two strikes on Jones. The center fielder, Ty Klein, is on deck, and then Frank Bowling. Braves scored their run on a home run in the first inning with two outs and nobody on by Henry Aaron. Jay Hook is in pitching position. Here's the pitch on the way. Ground ball hit towards second base. Ron Hunt chuckles the ball. Close to second. He's out. Forced play at second base. They get Roy McMillan. Ron lost his chance for a double play when he juggled it. And just got the ball over to Al Moran in time to get McMillan. Now there are two away, and that brings up Ty Klein. Left-hand batter, single sharply to center field in the third inning. He has one hit and two times up. First game of a doubleheader. In the second game, Lou Burdett against Galen Sisco. Now the pitch on the way, and he pops the ball up in foul ground outside third. Neal scooting over toward the warning track. Charlie's under it. He has it. The side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. So we've come halfway at the end of four and a half innings to score. The New York Mets 3 and the Milwaukee Braves 1. Ron Fache is the new pitcher in the game now for the Milwaukee Braves. His second appearance of the season, he relieved, worked one inning, the eighth inning in yesterday's game, won by the New York Mets 3-1. Ron Fache at Toronto last year won 9 and lost 4. For the Milwaukee Braves, he started the season. They gave him 5 straight starts.
He won three of the five starts, complete ball games, did not figure in the other two. He wound up with the Braves 3-2. He looked good in his relief assignment yesterday. Denny LeMaster in 2 1/3 allowed no runs, no hits, walked in, and struck out two. Ron Hunt is the leadoff batter in the home fifth inning against right-hander Ron Cachet. Here's the pitch. A breaking ball under the knees, one ball and no strikes. Cachet is now the third hurler used in the game by Bobby Bregan. Denny LeMaster pitched it very well, but left the game for a pinch batter with the Braves trailing by two. Way inside, Ron had to jump back. Two balls and no strikes. Ron 0 for 1 was thrown out by Roy McMillan in the first inning. He drew a walk in the second. The Mets scored 3 runs on 3 hits in the second inning in chasing Tony Kleininger. Charlie Neal singled a right, driving 2 runs in, and Jim Hickman dropped in a run. Ball strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Hickman drove a run in. He was up with the bases loaded. He made a strong bid for a grand slam. Hit a fly ball deep to left as Lee May caught back on the warning path. Next pitcher on the way. Fastball over, a call strike. 2-2 now on Hunt. Tomorrow night, the New York Mets will be in Philadelphia playing the Phillies for the first time this year. Don Rowe will make his first start, and his opponent will be right-hander Paul Brown. He holds up on the swing, and it breaks outside and low, a full count, 3-2. Now the windup and pitch by Pache, way outside, all the way to the backstop. It's ball four. Hunter's running at full speed. He's around first, but he'll try to go no further. So it's merely a walk to Ron Hunt leading off in the last of the fifth inning, but that 3-2 pitch was really a wild one. That brings up Duke Snyder. This is Charles Shipman Payson, the owner of the New York Mets, is here watching today's ball game. This has been quite a weekend for her. The Mets winning the first two games of this series, and her horse, No Robbery, winning the big race in Wood yesterday at Aqueduct. Now Snyder hitting. Duke has flied to right and popped up. Strike on the outside corner of the knee. A throw to first by Ron Pache, and Ron hurries back. Snyder hitting with Thomas on deck. Here's the pitcher on the way. A drive hit hard towards right center field, but Aaron Assayer makes the catch. Ron Hunt hurries to get back to first base. Snyder hit that one right on the button, but it's made up for Henry Aaron, who cut over to grab it in right center. New York 3, Milwaukee 1. Thomas hitting now against Ron Pache. Snyder ripped the ball, and Aaron was able to cut over into right center to take it. Throw to first, and Ron gets back. Ron Pache working in relief. Delivers to the plate, bounced foul off the end of the bat. No play in the count, strike one on Frank Thomas. Frank has been up twice and on base twice. He hit a line drive single to get the Mets going in the second inning and reached safely on an error charge to Eddie Matthews in the third inning. After Thomas singled in the second, Eddie Crane pull flashed a ground single to left field. The runners moved up as Choo-Choo Coleman grounded out. Neal drove two in and Hickman drove one in. A throw to first, no play. Eddie Crane pull is waiting on deck. Down comes the pitch, a swing and a miss on a real good breaking ball thrown by Ron Fiché. Now the count is two strikes. Yesterday, Al Jackson bested Warren Spahn in a real good mound duel. Mets winning 3-1. Now the two-strike pitch. There go. The ball is popped up out behind second. It may drop. Out goes the shortstop McMillan. It drops. Hunters around second on his way to third, and he'll reach third base. In the shallow left center field for Frank Hammond. Ball was just beyond the reach of McMillan. He ran into the outfield with his back to the plate, tried to catch it over his shoulder, and it was just beyond his reach. Now the Mets have runners on first and third, one out, and the hitter coming on is Eddie Crane Bull. All the breaks that were missing over the first 5 or 6 ball games for the Mets now seem to be coming their way a little bit. Eddie Crane drew single to left in the second and laid down a real good sacrifice bunt in the third. Outside, ball one. Taylor and McClure have been the starters. Eddie Crane drew away. Here's the pitch. And he pops it up out behind second base. Roy McMillan calling for it on the skin of the infield path. He has it, two men down. Bull retired on the pop fly on the left side of the infield. That brings up Choo-Choo Coleman. Choo-Choo hitless and two times up. He was 3-for-3 in the victory yesterday. Or day before yesterday, I should say. Yesterday, Norm Sherry was behind the plate, and Norm hit a home run to figure very prominently in the game. The pitch to Choo-Choo, he lays off, and it's taken ball one. It's thrown now to Choo-Choo, a low curve that he goes after. One ball, one strike. Now Fiché off the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. Foul pop-up, hit toward the backstop, it'll be out of play. For short relief duty, they have Claude Raymond and Frank Funk. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. He got him with a curveball to retire the side. In the last half of the fifth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. 5 innings complete, the score in the Polo Grounds, opening game of 2, the New York Mets 3 and the Milwaukee Braves 1. Sixth inning, and the Milwaukee Braves have the quick fielding second baseman Frank Bowling coming out to face Jay Hook. It'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the Milwaukee batting order, batting against Jay Hook in the top half of the sixth inning. Tight game, Mets leading 3-1. Braves got a run on Aaron Homer in the first inning. Now Jay out of his hand, up the pitch, over at the knees for a call strike. The only run scored in yesterday's game by Milwaukee came on a home run by Tommy Aaron. Line drive to left center field. This will be a base hit. Jim Hickman grabs it on the hop. And Bowling leads off the sixth inning with a single. Now Jay Hook has his work cut out for him here in the sixth inning with Bowling leading off with a single. Hank Aaron coming on to hit with Eddie Matthews on deck and then Joe Torre. Mets have the infield hoping for a shot at 2. Ron Hunt shades towards second against Aaron. Outside and low, it's ball 1. Eddie Crane pool holding against Frank Bowling at first base. The outfield deep. Thomas back on the warning path in left center against Aaron.
pushing the bat around, waiting on hook. Jay into the fifth position. Delivers. Breaking ball over, a call strike. He tried to hold up on the swing, but had gone through. One ball, one strike. In for his sign from Choo-Choo Coleman. Bowling edges away, draws a throw, and turns and goes back. Last year, the Mets played more doubleheaders than any other Major League team. They played 28 doubleheaders. Fastball over, a strike to Aaron. One ball and two strikes. That's a month of doubleheaders. Count on Hank Aaron. Aaron batting 341. He's hit three home runs against the Mets this year, hit nine last year. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Choo-Choo, no advance. Jay Hook trying to get Aaron to go for a low breaking ball in the dirt, and the count is even now, two balls and two strikes. Choo-Choo does quite a job in scooping up and blocking those throws in the dirt. Pitcher is trying to get a double play. He tries to get that hitter to go after that breaking ball to make him hit it on the ground. Now it's 2-2 on Hank Aaron. Down comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He got him with a high curveball. One away. Aaron struck out. That brings up Eddie Mathers. Here's the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Choo-Choo. No advance. Jay Hook trying to get Aaron to go for a little breaking ball in the dirt, and the count is even now, two balls and two strikes. Choo-Choo does quite a job in scooping up and blocking those throws in the dirt. The pitcher is trying to get a double play. He tries to get that hitter to go after that breaking ball to make him hit it on the ground. Now it's 2-2 on Hank Aaron. Down comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. He got him with a high curveball. One away. Aaron struck out. That brings up Eddie Mathews. Eddie has taken a called third strike and singled to right field. Matthews singled to right. He extended his consecutive game batting streak to 10 games. Outside and high, it's ball one. Frank Bowling did the same thing when he singled leading off here in the sixth inning. Bowling and Matthews each have hit safely in the last 10 games played by the Milwaukee Braves. Left-hand batter Eddie Mathews facing Jay Hook. The stretch by Jay. Here's his pitch. Off the outside corner, ball two, two and nothing. Matthews representing the tying run at the plate for Milwaukee here in the top of the sixth inning. The Mets lead 3-1. Eddie Crane's a little about two steps behind the bag at first, with Matthews, the left-hand hitter, batting. Now Hook in the set position, decides to step off. Jay trying to work very cautiously to the always dangerous Eddie Mathews. The slugger from Texarkana has hit 400 home runs. Pitching 2-0. In there for a call, strike one, 2-1. Field Hickman is playing Matthews deep, and he has him swung over toward right center. Snyder deep at right, and Thomas deep in left center against Matthews. Now the pitch. Ground ball past the mound. Hunt racing for it. Dives, can't get it. A base hit to center. Around second on his way to third is Frank Bowling. A base hit to center for Eddie Matthews. Ron Hunt really made a try for that one. Look at his uniform. He's completely covered with dirt. He left his feet and made a head first slide, hoping he could knock that ball down to keep it from going through the infield. Now Matthews has two for three. Braves have the tying runs on base at the top of the sixth inning, and Norm Larker comes on to hit. Norm Larker, left-hand batter, has drawn a walk and reached safely on a fielder's choice. Matthews, with two for three, has hiked his average to .405. Foul ball hit down the left field line. Neal going at full speed, going, can't get to it. Just beyond his reach, bouncing right at the field box railing. Ken McKenzie will start to throw easily in the bullpen for the New York Mets. In Philadelphia, the Cardinals are out of the 10th without scoring. Philly's batting now in the last of the 10th inning with a chance to win it. A game tied up 3-3. The Reds are really slugging in Pittsburgh today. They now lead the Pirates 8-1 at the end of four innings. Cubs lead the Giants 1-0 at the end of two. Ellsworth against Fisher. Parker stepping back into the batter's box now. Runners on first and third, only one out. Parker is a tough man to fan. He's the type of hitter that usually gets a piece of the ball. Now Hook makes the stop. Here's his pitch. Down around the knees, inside. One ball and one strike. In Washington, the Senators got a run, tied the Yankees 5-5 at the end of five. Tigers 5, Red Sox nothing after 5.5 at Fenway Park in Boston. And the Orioles lead Cleveland 6-0 at the end of 5 innings. Minnesota Twins lead the White Sox 5-0 at the end of 3.5. Next pitch by Jay Hook. Bounce foul, hit him on the foot, no play. Grabbed by Tutu right in front of the plate. Kansas City, the Angels of Bill Rigney, and the Kansas City A's of Ed Lopat are tied up 1-1 at the end of two. Don Lee against Ted Bosfield. Lee pitched the shutout his last time out. Right here, the sky has become very gray and it's quite dark. We're playing under the lights. This is now an official ball game. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The hitter with a count of 1-2. Runners on first and third and one out. Now Hook in pitching position. Down comes the arm. Curve is a line drive to short right field. It'll be a base hit. Coming in to score is Frank Bowling. Runners at first and second. It's now 3-2. Norm Larker singles to right with a soft line drive. It's 3-2, and coming on to hit is Lee May. One run on three hits off Jay here in the sixth inning. Another left-hand batter. This time it is Lee May. Top to short and grounded out to Eddie Cranepool. He's 0 for 2. Matthews, the lead runner, is on second. Norm Larker is on first. The pitch by Hook. Breaking ball, just missing the strike zone. One ball and no strike. Jay looking in for his sign, and now Norm Larker and Dixie Walker yelling something to Bobby Bregan in the Milwaukee dugout. I think they wanted the ball inspected. Now Tom Gorman, umpiring the plate, looks it over, says it's all right, and fires it right back to Jay Hook. It's all over in Philadelphia. The Phillies got a run in the last of the 10th inning to win the first game of the doubleheader from the St. Louis Cardinals, 4-3. Dallas Green, the winner in relief, and Ed Bauda was the loser. A pop fly hit out to short center field. Out goes Al Moran. Infield fly ruling invoked. The catch is made. Now there are two away. May retired on the pop-up taken by Moran. Here's the line score for the first game in Philadelphia. Phillies 4 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Cardinals 3, 11, and 2. McLeish, Klipstein in the 8th. Dallas Green in the 10th. Green the winner. Ron Taylor, Bauda in the 7th. Bauda the losing pitcher. Home runs by Gene Oliver, Don Demeter, and Kurt Flood. Right now, the batter is Joe Torre with runners on 1st and 2nd, 2 down. Mets 3 and the Braves 2, top half of the 6th inning. Now, Jay has his sign from 2-2. The pitch to Torrey. Line drive hit hard. Base hit going to left field. Rounding third and heading in is Eddie Matthews. The play is coming to third. Neal cuts it off. Throws to Moran. Safe. Safe on a close play at third. And you're going to have a real rhubarb here. Moran started for the dugout. He can't believe that he was called safe. Now Moran turns back and he's arguing with Al Foreman. They had him nailed by a foot or two, and that the only possibility he could have been saved was if he had been knocked and tagged. Casey now is on the scene. The game is tied up 3-3. Matthews has come in to score. Thomas's throw coming in from the outfield was cut off beautifully by Charlie Neal. Neal whips the ball to Moran, who was alertly covering at third. Larker sliding in at third looked to be out by a couple of feet. Moran raced for the dugout. He thought the side had been retired. Then realized that the decision had gone against the Mets, and the argument is really going. Casey Stengel arguing with Al Foreman, and now the argument is breaking up. It'll be a single to left for Joe Torre, an RBI. He took second on the throw. Towards a tie ball game, 3-3 with runners on second and third. Big crowd here in the polo ground voicing their disapproval of the call. Game is tied now, 3-3. Two runs are in. Braves have two runs and four hits off Jay Hook here on the top of the 6th inning. The batter now is Roy McMillan with runners on second and third. Well, you can never tell from the broadcasting booth. Al Foreman was right on top of the play to call it. From here, it looked like he was out by a couple of feet and that perhaps the tag was missed. McMillan has flied to center and drawn a walk. Roy is 0 for 1. Very tense spot right here for Jay Hook. Braves have come from behind, tied the game. It's 3-3. Now Jay into his windup. Here's the pitch to McMillan. In the dirt, a good block by Tutu Coleman. One ball and no strike. Warming up with the pitcher scheduled up next. Ken McKenzie has been warming up in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Both Moran and Charlie Neal really did a slick fielding job on that cutoff on the throw from Thomas. Neal had to make a jumping catch to cut it off. Now Hook winds. Down comes the pitch. Too high, ball two. Tutu wanted to try a pickoff play at third, but had trouble getting around Roy McMillan to throw. And now the count is two balls and no strikes. Thomas Shea is the scheduled hitter next. Now, Jay Hook trying to work out of a jam. He's behind on the hitter, 2-0. Larker is on third and Torrey on second, 2 men down. 2 runs in on 4 hits. Braves have out hit the Mets 7-4. The game is tied up 3-3. Now Hook winding. Pitch on the way. Curve outside and low. It's ball 3. Braves have Fichet out of the on-deck circle. They also have Fisher, a right-hander, cranking in the bullpen, so Bobby Bregan might well go to his bench in the event of a walk to Roy McMillan. It'll score a run. Larker comes down the line. He's in to score. And digging for the plate is Torrey. The play at the plate, he's in to score. As the throw goes under, Jay Hook it out towards shortstop. And winding up on second base is Roy McMillan. 2 runs come in on the wild pitch. Wild pitch all the way. No error on the play. 2 runs come in. Jay may have been hurt. As Joe Torrey slid into him as he tried to cover home plate. And trainer Gus Motch has come out now to take a look at it, and Hook is hobbling around. 5-3, the Braves have gone in front. The count was 3-0 on the hitter. The pitcher was 2 up next, and Hook uncorked a wild pitch. So wild, it went all the way to the backstop, and Choo-Choo Coleman raced back to get it. Barker scored easily to make it 4-3. Torrey rounded third. He kept coming. Coleman fired to Hook, who was covering at the plate. And they now are changing the scoring and charging an error on Choo-Choo Coleman on his low throw to Jay Hook. As Jay was covering the plate, the throw from Coleman was a low throw. The throw went under Jay and rolled out towards shortstop. And Torrey really bowled into Jay Hook. He had to get over that plate somehow. So it has scored a wild pitch and an error charge to Coleman. And McMillan, who was walked on the ball for a wild pitch, winds up on second base. Tough break for the Mets because the pitcher was due up next for the Milwaukee Braves. And now Ron Fichet will come on to hit. Waited 5-3 outside and low to Ron Fichet, ball 1. And we have a few raindrops falling. Well, the Mets right now would be hoping that if it's ever going to be a hard rain, it'd be right at this moment. It's raining. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Braves have 4 runs in. Here's the pitch. Bounce foul. 1 ball and 1 strike. Now the rain is coming down pretty hard. Might be just a light rain shower. We'll have to wait and see. The batter is Ron Fichet. The count, 1 ball and 1 strike. Pitch thrown by Hook is a breaking ball, swung and missed, 1-2. On Fichet. Jay checks the runner, then delivers. Swing and a miss. He struck it out. But the Braves have a big inning in the 6th. They sent 8 men to the plate, scored 4 runs. There were 4 hits, 1 error, and 1 left on. A very close play at third base that went against the New York Mets turned out to cost them 2 runs. So at the end of 5.5 innings, the score now is the Milwaukee Braves 5 and the New York Mets 3. Now Charlie Neal is up in the last of the 6th inning and the pitch is a strike at the knee. out, bottom half of the sixth inning, a four-run sixth inning for Milwaukee. Outside and high to Charlie Neal. One ball, one strike. To Charlie, a fly ball hit rather deep to left center field, racing back as Lee May. He's getting there, and he makes the catch in deep left center. Charlie is tying into that ball today. He's been gripped to the batting slump, but all three times up today, Neal has hit the ball hard. On Al Moran batting. Braves lead 5-3. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Pitch by Fache is outside and low. One ball and no strike. A wild pitch on 3-0 by Jay Hook. Unable the last two runs to cross over the plate. Big crowd riding behind the Mets down. The pitch to Moran is a strike. 1-1. Starting pitcher Tony Cloninger is now off the hook. And the pitcher of record for the Milwaukee Braves is their third pitcher in the game, Ron Fache. Light rain falling. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Swing and a miss. 1-2 now to Al Moran. Moran has drawn a walk and been struck out. He is 0-1. Coming out on deck, and he'll be batting for Jay Hook. Outside, and the count even now, 2-2. Ken McKenzie working in the bullpen. He'll be coming in to take over the pitching. And the ball is a foul pop-up back toward the crowd. Joe Torre looking for a play, but it's out of his reach. Which came down fairly hard moments ago, now has slackened off. Pitching 2-2. Ground ball tapped down to third. Comes up on a big hop for Eddie Matthews. And the peg across to Norm Larker retires Al Moran. Now Morris Roundery will bat for Jay Hook. Before Marv steps in, let's pause for station identification.
This is the General Electric Station, Schenectady, WGY 810 on your radio dial.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kinder from the Polo Grounds. Two outs and nobody on in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Marv Thornberry is hitting now for Jay Hook. On the mound for the Braves, Ron Fache. Fast ball for a strike on the inside corner. Now Fache with an unorthodox windup, a breaking ball swung and missed, strike two. Game being played under the lights, the overcast so heavy right now and so dark that the chickens might go to roost. Now Thornberry waiting on the two-strike pitch. A high fly ball hit the left over toward the line. Running hard is Lee May, and he takes it over near the line to retire the side. So Fache retires the Mets in order in the bottom half of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. Now six innings complete. The score in the opening game of the doubleheader, the Milwaukee Braves 5 and the New York Mets 3. Nelson.
All right, Bob, and Ken McKenzie is making the check in now from the bullpen in relief of Jay Hook, who was removed for the pinch hitter. Ken McKenzie has a record of one victory and no losses, as he was credited with the victory in the opening game of this series when the Mets won it in the bottom half of the ninth inning. San Francisco Giants, the defending National League champions, will be coming in here on the night of May 3rd, which is a Friday night,
That will be Willie Mays' night. Sid Shore is chairman of the committee making arrangements, and others on that committee are Kyle Roach, Frank Gifford, and Jack Lescooley. So Willie Mays' night will be May 3rd here at the Polo Grounds. The Giants will be in the following day, May 4th, for an afternoon Ladies' Day singleton, and then on Sunday, May 5th, a doubleheader, the Giants and the Mets at the Polo Grounds. Orlando Cepeda, Willie McCovey, Philippe Palou, Harvey Keene, Jim Davenport, Jack Sanford, manager Alvin Dark, coach Whitey Lockman, coach Wes Westrum, coach Larry Jansen and company will be here on May 3rd at night, May 4th in the afternoon, a doubleheader on Sunday, May 5th. Through six innings of play here at the Polo Grounds, it's the Milwaukee Braves, 5 runs on 7 hits in 1 error. The New York Mets, 3 runs on 4 hits and 1 error. Ken McKenzie completed his warm-up touches. He has pitched a total of 2 innings thus far this season, in which he has given up no runs on 1 hit. And he'll be facing left-handed Ty Klein. Top of the batting order, up for the Braves in the seventh inning. McKenzie looking in to get a sign from Choo Choo Coleman. Charlie Neal is in on the edge of the grass at third base. And here is the pitch in there for a called strike one. Braves got out into an early lead here this afternoon on a home run by Henry Aaron in the top half of the first inning, but the Mets stormed back in the bottom of the second to get three and held the 3-1 lead until the sixth when the Braves got four. That pitch is low for a ball. 1-1 to Ty Klein. He was called out on strike, singled, and fouled out to third base. This pitch is a called strike. 1-2. In the top of the sixth, the Braves sent up 8 men. Pitch to Klein is foul ball. Out of play, off to the left side. Count holds at 1-2. Jay Hook worked 6 innings. He gave up 5 runs on 7 hits. He walked 5 and struck out 2. There's a pitch outside. 2-2 now to Ty Klein. The pitch swung out and missed, but dropped by Coleman, and he throws on to first base just in time to get him. So making a strikeout, and it goes 2-3. Back up the strikeout for McKenzie. And that brings up Frank Bowling, right-hand batter. Struck out swinging, hit into a double play and single to open up the top half of that sixth inning. That pitch is inside for ball. On that third strike on Ty Klein, Choo-Choo dropped it and did not realize for a moment that Klein had started to first and had to zip it on down. They had Greenville to get him by just about a step. That pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. And the rain has begun to fall again here at the Polo Grounds. Here's a swing, a ground ball to third, taken deep by Neal. It's threw across the diamond. It's in time to get Bowling. Threw away. And Hank Aaron's coming up. Hit a home run in the first inning, fly to center in the fourth, and struck out swinging in the sixth. Again starts the motion, and the pitch is low and inside for ball one. Today's
Devil had it closing out the current brief homestand. That's such his load error. Two balls and no strikes to count. McKenzie looks in for his sign. And here is the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, and it is a ground ball going through the hole into left field for a base hit. Picked up by Thomas, relayed in, turning and holding at first is Aaron with a ground single to left, coming with two men out here in the top half of the seventh. That brings up cleanup batter Eddie Matthews. Was called out on strike, single to right, and a ground single up the middle in that big sixth inning. McKenzie checks now as Aaron leads. Pitch is in there for a call strike to Matthews. That pitch is low for a ball. 1-1 now to Matthews. Off the bag at first, McKenzie checks him. That pitch is in there for a call strike two. It's 1-2. Matthews batting 405 at this moment. He's off to a big start here in what he hopes will be a comeback season for him. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Struck him out. Second strikeout from McKenzie. In the top of the seventh, the Braves got no runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of six and a half innings of play, the score is Braves 5, the Mets 3. Why not join them? Enjoy a tall, refreshing glass of Langdor right now as we bring you more of the baseball action with Lindsey Nelson. Okay, Ralph, and the Mets are going to send up top of the batting order, Jim Hickman, to see what they can do about picking up a few runs here. Seventh inning. Now it's been up. They've had their stretch, and they dice the noise here to see what they can do. As Ron Fichet goes into the motion, and the pitch is swung on it. Foul back into the upper deck out of play. Jim Hickman popped up short, had a sacrifice fly to left that drove in a run in the second and struck out swinging in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Fichet's pitch bounces in on one big hop, and it's 1-1. On deck is rookie Ron Hunt. As the Mets have been able to pick up only four hits thus far this afternoon to make them count for three runs. And a set left the bases loaded in the bottom half of the third when they picked up two. Pitch to Hickman is outside for a ball. It's two balls and one strike. Wind blowing across the diamond here at the Polo Grounds this afternoon from right across toward the left field stand. Fichet with a pitch. That is outside. And it goes three balls and one strike to Hickman. Jump back shot, takes a look on it. Cookie LaVigetta, the coach, is third. Back in, wide stance at the plate. Ron Fichet is a right-hander, and Hickman backs out now. Suddenly, as he got a call from Coach Cookie LaVigetta down that third, and Cookie runs to the side for him again. Now he's back in. Here's a 3-1 pitch. And he took it high, ball four. He walked it. Second walk given up by Fichet as the Mets open up here in the bottom half of the seventh, drawing a base on balls, and that brings up Ron Hunt, the hero of the Mets' first victory of the season in the opening game of this series. Hunt today has grounded out short to first, and he's walked twice. And Claude Raymond is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Raymond is a right-hander. Mets hope to keep it going here. And the bottom half of the seventh, as they have a situation tying run at the plate. That pitch is high to Hunt. It's ball one. Time is called by catcher Joe Torre. He goes out to the mound to try to settle Ron Fichet down a little bit. Also, to take up a little time here, is Claude Raymond. He's throwing in the bullpen. Duke Snider is on deck for the New York Mets. The Braves 5, the Mets 3, first game of a Sunday afternoon doubleheader, the first twin bill of the season here. The second game, it'll be Lou Burdett pitching for the Braves. Galen Sisco will pitch for the Mets. Tomorrow night in Philadelphia, the Mets are going to pitch left-hander Don Rowe, giving him his first start. And youngster Paul Brown will pitch for the Phillies. Here's a pitch out of Hunt, and it's in there for a call strike. 1-1. There's a 22-year-old second baseman of the Mets. Hunt chokes up on that bat just the least little bit. Eddie Matthews even with a bag at third. Fichet checks the runner. Hickman leads it first. The pitch is swung on, fouled off to the right side and out of play. One ball, two strikes. Hunt steps back in now. Has to play with the bat. Now Hunt steps back out to examine his right thumb. Apparently he's okay. Comes back in. He has a count of one ball and two strikes. Pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play. The count holds as it was, 1-2. Ron Fichet on the mound. Wants another ball, and he gets it. Left-hander Tom Gorman firing it back out to him. Gorman, the umpire behind the plate. Trying to hold Hickman on at first base. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Second out. That is the second strikeout for Fichet. And Duke Snider is coming up representing tying run at the plate. Duke slides to right, pops to the pitcher, and lined out to right field. In the fifth inning, he hit a shot, but directly at Henry Aaron in right center field. Snider, of course, a left-hand batter. The J's pitch is a fastball fired outside. The ball went. Claude Raymond continues to throw in the bullpen to the Braves. There is no action in the Mets bullpen at this moment. We're in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's a full out and missed. The Duke really cut way back and all the way around that time. 1-1. Snider has 3 home runs this season. 4 runs batted in. Mike Thomas is on deck for the Mets. Hickman leads it first. Breaking ball misses outside. It is 2-1 to Snider. Wind blowing stiffly across the field here. And it swirls up a little dust on the infield from time to time. It's 2-1 pitch. Swung on. The sharp ball down the line. Knocked down by Larker. Makes the play on, and it is wide at first. And Hickman is heading for third base. There'll be no play on him. Snider's going to second. There is a play on him. He is out, and Hickman holds at third base. So Hickman is at third. Snider is out at second. As the play on batter went 3-5-4. Bowling made the tag. And coming up will be Frank Thomas.
First base, so charge and Ella DeLarker on the wide throw and make the play go 5-4 from Matthews to Bowling. Thomas is up now with Hickman at third base. Bichet's pitch. Going on and line foul. Off the wall, down the left field line, missing by just a few feet. By Snyder was hit down the line. It was knocked down by Locker, and in throwing to Bichet covering at first, he threw wide. And so Snyder was on first by virtue of that error by Locker, and then the ball way across the diamond was picked up by Matthews, who had no play at third on Hickman, who had outraced McMillan to the bag, and then Matthews threw on to second as Snyder was trying to pick up the extra base, and Snyder was out at second as the throw went to Bowling there, who made the tag. Thomas with a check swing pop off to the right side, and Foley comes out and makes the catch. Bichet also crashes into him and goes down on the ground, but the side is retired as Thomas has fouled out the catcher Joe Torre, and in the bottom half of the second, the Mets get no runs on no hit. That was one error and one man left. And at the end of seven, the score is the Braves 5, the Mets 3. With nobody on. And now going to the top half of the eighth inning, Tommy Aaron is coming up to bat for Norm Larker to face the left-hander, Ken McKenzie. Aaron's a right-hand batter. Swings, that pops one up towards second base. Ron Hunt is over, and so is Ed Greenfield. Greenfield chases it in and makes the catch. That will bring up left-hand batter Lee May. With the Braves batting here in the top half of the eighth and leading by a score of 5-3. The end of eight innings, the Detroit Tigers lead the Boston Red Sox 5-2. Hank and Gary for Detroit. Marvo Gett started for Boston. LeMave in the sixth, Colstead in the eighth. Lee May swings and misses for strike one. In an American League game, Norm Cash has homered, and so has Tillman. Kenji with a pitch and it's low for ball 1-1 to May. Baltimore at the end of 7.5 innings, the Orioles 7, the Cleveland Indians nothing. McDowell starts for Cleveland, Perry in the first, Allen in the fifth, Ramos in the eighth. Barber is going for Baltimore. Lee May swings and fouls the ball out of play, ground ball down the first baseline. 1-2 to count to him. Chicago, the Minnesota Twins lead the White Sox 5-0 at the end of 5.5, rolling against Fisher. That's the first game of the doubleheader. Count to Lee May here, 1-2. And there's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Third strikeout for McKenzie since he came on. Two men out, nobody on base for the Milwaukee Braves. And Joe Torre is coming up. Kansas City at the end of four innings, the Los Angeles Angels 5 and the Kansas City A's 1. Don Lee against Ed Bosefield. Torres and Wagner have homered in that ballgame. Check swing and a ball is taken for ball one by Torre at the plate. The Braves 5, the Mets 3. With a pitch swung on, and it's a fly ball to right. Snyder with a long run, still coming in the warning track. One has it for the out that retires the side. So in the top of the eighth, the Braves got no runs on no hits, no errors, and none left at the end of 7.5. The score is the Braves 5, the Mets 3. Mets are sending up Ed Greenfield to lead off here. Young first baseman. One for two in the sacrifice today. Left-hand batter facing right-hand pitcher Ron Bichet. It's fired low and inside for ball one. Tommy Aaron is
staying in the game at first base for the Milwaukee Braves. That pitch is low. It's 2-0. Aaron batted for Norm Larker and stays in at first. It's 2-1. Double barrel action in the bullpen of the Mets now. It is Carl Willie and Roger Craig, both right-handers. Rod Raymond up and throwing again in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. That pitch to Carl, strike. 2-2 to Cranebow. The third Milwaukee pitcher of the day, Tony Kleiniger, started. There's a swing and a drive deep to left center. Aaron's going way back, but he can't get to this one. One off to the green wall in center. Train through round second. He's on his way to third. And he is being held up at third base. Falls down and falls on his hands and knees back to third base.
Second hit of the day. Boucher with the pitch.
It misses high and away. Two balls, no strikes. Juju Coleman. Rod Raymond continues to throw in the bullpen. Charlie Neal is on deck now for the Mets. Jay with a pitch that misses way outside and low. The ball three. Joe Torre calls time. Goes to the mound. Bobby Bregan comes out of the dugout. Makes one of his frequent trips to the mound. Bregan arriving there now. Here is the final score. The New York Yankees have defeated the Washington Senators 7-6. Fountain is the winner in relief of Sterry, and Bronstad is the loser. And the Baltimore Orioles have shut out the Cleveland Indians 7-0. Steve Barber is the winner going all the way, and Sam McDowell, the starter, is the loser. Jackie Grant had a homer in that game in the seventh with nobody on for Baltimore. Now Tom Dorman here has gone out to the mound. See if he can hurry things up a little bit, but Reagan now tells him he wants to go to the bullpen and bring in Claude Raymond. So it'll be Raymond coming in here in relief of Piché with a count of three balls and no strike on Juju Coleman at the plate. And as Raymond makes the long walk in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY-10 on your radio dial, the General Electric station in Schenectady.
Claude Raymond coming on now to relieve Ron Piché. And the situation will be Ed Cranepool at third, nobody out, and a count of three balls and no strikes on Juju Coleman with the Braves, leading by two runs here. You know why Rheingold tastes so good? Well, dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Bobby Bregan leaves the mound to go back to the dugout. Dora is getting checked out with Claude Raymond. Against Raymond that Ron Hunt delivered his game-winning double when he drove in the tying and winning runs in the first game of the series, but Frank Buck, who had put them on, was charged with the loss. The blow actually came off Claude Raymond, so he was not the loser because Buck had put the runners on, but the fatal base hit came off him. As he gets warmed up, one more American League score for you. The Detroit Tigers defeated the Boston Red Sox 5-2. Next year, the winner, Billy Monfo, gets the loser. And here, now, Juju Coleman steps in with a count of three balls and no strikes. Claude Raymond looks into Torrey to get the side. Cranepool leads his third. And the pitch, a ball four. He dropped it. The last he starts against Ron Piché in as much as count with three balls, no strike. When Raymond came in, and now Charlie Neal is up here with the potential tying run on base. Neal singled to right to drive in two runs in the second inning. He's a right-hand batter. 2-2 leads at second. Cranepool leads at third. Raymond Fitch is in there for a called strike to Charlie Neal. Fisher is now throwing in the bullpen for Milwaukee.
Roger Craig and Carl Willie continue to throw in the bullpen for the Mets. There's a throw over. Choo-choo's back safely at first base. Raymond is now up and comes set. Runner's lead. Here's a throw over, and Choo-choo gets back. The throw is in the dirt. Taken on a short hop and dug up by Tommy Aaron at first base. Now it takes a moment to rub up the ball, look around the outfield. Blowing on his pitching hand, warm it up a little bit. The pitch to Neal, swung on and landed to right field for a base hit. Payne Poole comes on to score. Coleman is on his way to third base. Mike takes the turn, he's being held up, and Neal pulls up at second base with a double. Henry Aaron had to chase the ball all the way to the corner. It's 5-4, and the Mets have runners at second and third with nobody out in the eighth inning, and shortstop Al Moran is coming up. One and two. Raymond kicks at the dirt on the rubber. Looks around. They're playing Traver almost straight away. That sets that on the plate and starts to swing it. Mike Fisher still throwing in the bullpen. Once again, the pitch in motion, the 1-2 pitch. Fired high. Runner at second, Coleman the base runner at third. Charlie Neal has driven in three of the four runs that the Mets have here today. Charlie has two hits. The man of the moment is Ted Schreiber with a count of 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swung out at the fly ball to short right field. Choo-choo bags up. Aaron getting in position, makes the catch. Choo-choo comes down the line, draws the throw, and goes back. So there is no advance and one away. Wasn't deep enough, really, to allow Choo-choo to come on. Tim McKenzie's due up. Gonna be Tim Hartnett. A first baseman by trade and a left-hand batter. Tim Hartnett is coming up. Carl Willie, a right-hander. Roger Craig, a right-hander. Throwing in the bullpen for the Mets.
Jim Hicklin has hit the first grand slam home of his young lifetime. And the New York Mets are out in front here by a score of 8-5. The Gonsu is still picking up the papers that have been showered out of the upper deck in left field. The Braves, standing motionless for the most part, waiting until this score has been completed. And Ron Hunt is just outside the batter's box. The Mets lead by a score of 8-5. As Lehman strikes the motion, and the pitch is high. One of those runs was charged against Fichet, and three of them charged against Claude Lehman. The man throwing in the bullpen now is Roger Craig, because the Mets would like to hold on to this one. They've taken the lead, and that's why Casey had him warming up. And he is hit by a quick ball, Ron Hunter. Ron Hunt caught by a side where he is not hurt. Lifting across the front of his shirt there, he goes down to first. That brings up Duke Snyder. Still only one man out for the Mets, batting in the bottom half of the eighth inning. It's high for ball one. Ron Hunt standing on the bag at first. Tommy Aaron holding against the runner there. Raymond checked him. And here's the pitch to the Duke. Swung on it. The ground ball to Aaron. He went ahead. He has to go to first. He goes to Raymond, who makes the play at first base in time to get Snyder, moving Hunt on to second. Two men out, and Frank Thomas is coming up. You recall that Mets pitcher Ken McKenzie was removed for the pinch hitter, so the runs that are being scored in this inning belong to McKenzie as far as the pitcher of record is concerned. McKenzie is the pitcher of record as the Mets take this lead. He was the winning pitcher in relief for the Mets in the opening game of this series. Here's the pitch to Thomas. It's in there for a ball strike. This is the biggest inning of the season for the New York Mets. Statistically, their biggest inning of this season. Five runs scored by the New York Mets here. A change that goes outside. It's 1-1. That grand slammer could do a great deal for Jim Hickman. Jim looked great in the spring, and then the first few games of the early season appeared to be a little nervous getting started, and a grand slam home of the first of his life could do a lot for his confidence. Pitch is far out at the foul ball off to the left side, going way upstairs and on the rooftop. And now it rebounds back down into the crowd in the lower deck. It's 2-2 to Thomas with two men out. Ron Hunt, the base runner, in second. Raymond checks the runner at the 2-2 pitch. Swung on it. Fly ball to center field. Lining it up his side line. He makes the catch and he's out. That's the New York Mets. Play, the score the Milwaukee Braves 5, and coming in here now to carry you the rest of the way is Ralph Kiner. All fans, the 1963 official New York Met yearbook is now available. This colorful book with Mr. Met on the front cover contains over 100 pictures and includes biographical and statistical data about your favorite Met players. In addition, there are stories about Casey Stengel, the coaches of the ball club, Shea Stadium, the new scoreboard at Shea Stadium, highlights of the 1962 season, the farm club, the men behind the scenes, and many other interesting stories. In fact, you know, there's a complete page of players' autographs. This book will be a welcome addition to any baseball fan's library, and I'm sure it'll settle many of those arguments you get into during the coming season. To obtain your copy of the 1963 yearbook, send 50 cents for each copy to Met Yearbook, Holograms, New York, 39, New York. Also, the yearbook is available at the Pennsylvania Station ticket outlet and the Grand Central Station ticket outlet. Well, at the top of the ninth inning, the Mets with 5 runs in the bottom half of the eighth have taken over the lead, 8-5. And some changes in the lineup for the Mets. Only Roger Craig in as the pitcher in place of Ken McKenzie, who was taken out for a pinch hitter. Also, Joe Hodges has been inserted at first base. Ed Schreiber, who came in the game as a pitch hitter, has stayed in the game. He'll be at third base. Johnny Neal moved from third to shortstop. Rod Caneal, who was a pinch runner, has gone in left field. And, of course, Roger Craig is in the game as a pitcher. Roger, in trying to defend this lead for the Mets, will pitch to Roy McMillan, then a pinch hitter, and then the leadoff man, Ty Klein. That's with a 3-run lead at the top of the ninth inning. Worked a total of 22 innings. And his first pitch to Roy McMillan is outside and high for ball one. In 22 innings, Roger has given up 27 hits. He has allowed 11 runs, 10 earned. He has a record of no wins and 2 losses. Roger in his first relief appearance for the Mets, and he comes back to the plate with a strike for strike one. Has flied out deep to center field in his only official appearance for play. Now Roger 1-1 back again in a tie for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Roy has walked twice. Now Craig into the windup and back with a 2-1 pitch. Just missing outside with a slider. That moves the count to 3 balls and 1 strike. Don Dillard in the on-deck circle for the Milwaukee Braves in place of pitcher Claude Raymond. Now there's a strike call. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roger working to Roy McMillan. He didn't like the call. Well, this ball game has seen just about everything. Just don't know how you can pack any more excitement in one game. Now Craig back to work, and he misses low ball four. So Roger walks his first man. He has a 3-run lead here in the top of the ninth. That will bring up Don Dillard as a pinch hitter for Claude Raymond. Dillard in his first appearance for the Milwaukee Braves. Single to right field as a pinch hitter against the Mets in the first game. From Cleveland now, bats to the left-hand side. He swings and fouls the first pitch away for strike one. He did not see any action during spring training, being sidelined with an infection. Now appearing for the second time this year. McMillan at first base, not being held on by Gil Hodges. A pitch back to strike call.
Roger Craig with two quick strikes to Don Dillard, beyond deck batter, Ty Klein. Braves lead 3-2. Mets with 5 runs in the bottom half of the 8th inning to take the lead away. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Again, a foul ball. John Stain at 0-2 as Dixie Walker runs over to pick up the ball by the first base coaching box. Now Gil Hodges going in to talk to Roger Craig. Gil playing at first base in place of Eddie Crane ball. Here's a final score. The Cincinnati Reds defeated Pittsburgh 8-3. Maloney was the winning pitcher in that ball game. The losing pitcher, the starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Al McBee. Now Roger back and outside for ball one. 1-2. Roger Craig to Don Dillard, and the pitch to the plate, and the curveball swung on his foul off the glove of Chuchu Coleman. So Dillard just barely stays alive. A pitcher of record on the winning side for the Mets, Ken McKenzie. He came in the game in the 7th inning, worked 2 innings, gave up only 1 hit. He allowed no runs. He struck out 2 and walked none. Jay Hook was the starting pitcher. He went 6 innings, was charged with all 5 of the Brave runs. Now the pitch back, a foul ball again. It's out of play, and the count stays at 1-2. Jay was the victim of a real close disputed play at third base. Play that saw Al Moran, the shortstop who made the play there, and Casey Stengel argue very vehemently with umpire Al Foreman. There's a pitch back outside, 2-2. Coleman called the runner safe at third base. That would have been the 3rd out of the inning. And Jay would have gotten out of the inning with the score tied at 3-3. He gave up a wild pitch and scored 2 runs later on. The Braves took over the lead by a score of 5-3. But the Mets got Jay off the hook with 5 in the bottom half of the 8th. Here's a pitch back, a curve, it's rolling down to third. The third baseman juggles the ball, picks it up, goes across in time. Head driver juggled the ball, but not too long. Picked it up, got his man at first base. He's the important run. Moving on down to second base, unmolested on the play, Roy McMillan. 1 out now, and the batter's coming up. The center fielder, Ty Klein. No chance for double play on the slowly hit ground ball off the left-hand batter. Ty Klein, a left-hand batter, 1 hit and 4 times up. One man out here, top of the 9th inning. The score 8-5 in favor of the Mets. They're working on a 2-game winning streak. Here's the first pitch to Klein, a fastball outside. 1-0. In the stretch position, a look at second base and back to the plate outside. It's ball 2. 2-0. Roger working to tie the line. The important man, the on deck man, he represents the tying run. If Klein gets on, the tying run will come to the plate. Two and all. And it's high for ball 3. Roger behind now. 3-0. Carl Willie up and going in the bullpen for the Mets. He was warming up with Roger in the bottom half of the 8th inning. 3-0. Klein looking for the side. He'll get the tech side. He'll be taking all the way. Fisher warming up and throwing now for the Milwaukee Braves. Now the 3-0 pitch. Right through there for strike one. This this time, JoJo White not even looking at Klein. Three balls and one strike. White, the third base coach. Takes iron on all the way. You got to bet that. Now Roger, 3-1 to the plate. He misses the ball four, and that brings the time run to the plate. To the mound. Well, we have a tough man coming up, Frank Holing. He has one hit and four times up. He has a 10-game batting streak going, and he has made 10 hits in 23 trips to the plate against the New York Mets. After bowling Hank Aaron, so Roger Craig in a real jam here now as he has to defend against the Milwaukee Braves. Roger came in the ballgame in the ninth inning in place of Kenrick Kesey. And he walked Roy McMillan, his first man. He got Don Dillard on the bouncing ball to third. Now he has walked Jai Klein to give the Braves runners at first and second base. Bowling with a 289 average. He bats from the right-hand side. Infield back looking for a double play. And the first pitch by Roger Craig. On the outside corner, a slider for strike one. Thirteen runs in this game. First game of a doubleheader. The Mets have scored eight. Now Roger back to the plate, missing low with a slider. One ball and one strike. Sign from Chuchu Coleman now in the stretch position. Here's the 1-1 pitch, a slider that's fouled away out of play. While we wait for Roger Craig to put a new ball in play, we'll pause for station identification.
This is WGYE 10 on your radio dial, the General Electric Station in Schenectady.
Shiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from the Polo Grounds. It's the top of the ninth inning. The Mets lead 8-5, but the Milwaukee Braves have runners at first and second. And Frank Bowling batting. Roger Craig looking for the shot. He has a 1-2 count on the right-hand batter. Now here's the stretch. And the pitch. Line down the left field line, but foul by about 6 inches. Charging around from third base is Roy McMillan. He stops. Going all the way to third base on the line foul, Jai Klein. Was a line shot, a dive by the third baseman Ted Schreiber, but the ball went over the bag in fair territory, but curved and landed for the first time in foul territory. Takes this one and he's set. Again, the 1-2 pitch, a fastball that's low for ball two. In the on-deck circle, Hank Aaron. Of exciting baseball. Boy, what a game this has been. Lead changing hands four times. Now Roger at 2-2. A curveball just missing for ball three. It's just outside. Roger thought he had that one. So it's a full count now. Three balls and two strikes. To Frank Foley. Hit hard to third, a chance for two. Over to second and time. The first base is fine. Roger Craig on 3-2, getting Frank Foley to hit into a double play, and that ends the inning. And also ends the ball game. The Mets win it 8-5. for the Milwaukee Braves. No runs, no hits. There were no errors. Two walks, two men left on base. And the final score of the game, the New York Mets 8, the Milwaukee Braves 5. And the Mets now have won 3 in a row. The Braves have lost 3 in a row. And the Mets have equaled their all-time winning streak. All the Mets are playing fine baseball now. It's been exciting all through the season. This game, a tremendous ball game. They'll go on the road after the second game here today and play in Philadelphia one game, in Chicago for two, and Pittsburgh for three. Then they will return home for a tremendous series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodgers coming in for two night games, the first two night games of the year, April 29th on Monday and April 30th on Tuesday. The Dodgers bringing in Maury Wills, Tommy Davis, Sandy Koufax, and Don Drysdale. So if you haven't made your reservations or purchased your tickets for these two exciting games or any of the games coming up this season, you better do so. Three convenient locations, downtown at Pennsylvania Station, also downtown at Grand Central Station, and also right here at the Polo Grounds. The ticket office opens 7 days a week. And now a big hand for Jim Hickman, who is talking to Lindsey Nelson. Jim with a grand slam home run. The final score of this game, 8-5. And now a word from Viceroy Cigarettes. We're the Brothers Ford. We're singing out a Viceroy melody. Bob Viceroy's brand new five top case as modern as can be.
Now Viceroy, press the pace with the one and only five top case. Fly, fly open, fly, shut tight from the crush proof. Five top case, that's right, that's right.
And for a ball game, it's right here at the Polo Grounds. The Mets won at 8-5. Of course, the big blow of the ball game was a grand slam home run by Jim Hickman. Jim had quite a day. He drove in 5 runs, one with a sacrifice fly, and he hit his first grand slam home run in his major league career. The ball game started out with the Milwaukee Braves taking the lead by a score of 1-0 on a home run by Hank Aaron. That was his third home run of the year, his third off the pitching of the New York Mets. And the Mets bounced back to take it over when they scored 3 runs in the bottom half of the second inning, hitting off of Tony Clonninger. There were 3 hits in the inning, one by Frank Thomas, one by Ed Cranepool, and one by Johnny Neal. Johnny Neal driving in 2 runs with his, and then Charlie later on scoring on a sacrifice fly by Jim Hickman. That's the way the game stood. 3-1 in favor of the Mets until the 6th inning, when the Milwaukee Braves, aided by a very close call, a safe call at third base, took over the lead by scoring 4 runs on 4 hits. 2 of the runs, the 2 lead runs, scoring on a wild pitch by starting pitcher Jay Hook. The Braves then led at that point by a score of 5-3, and that's the way it stood until the bottom half of the 8th inning. In the bottom half of the 8th inning, with Ron Boucher on the mound, the Mets started off on a triple by Ed Cranepool, the right center field, a long drive there. Then Claude Raymond came in the ballgame with a 3-0 count on Chuchu Coleman. He completed the walk to give the Mets runners at first and third base. Then Johnny Neal doubled down the right field line to score Ed Cranepool and move Chuchu Coleman over to third. Al Moran then was taken out for a pinch hitter. Ted Schreiber coming in, and Schreiber fight out to right field, too shallow to allow Charlie Neal to score from second base, or third base, I should say. Then Tim Harkness was put in the ballgame as a pinch hitter in place of Ken McKenzie, and Harkness walked and gave the Mets runners at first, second, and third base. Juju Coleman at third base, Charlie Neal at second base, and Harkness at first. He was taken out for a pinch runner, Rod Caneal running for him. This was the move that led to the winning of the ball game for the Mets, as Bobby Bregan took out a chance to pitch to a left-hand batter, Tim Harkness, and gave Jim Hickman a chance to bat with the bases loaded. Jim came through with a long drive right down the left field line, a grand slam home run to put the Mets out in front. They took the lead at that point by a score of 8-5, and that's the way it stood until the ball game ended in the ninth inning. In the ninth inning, a real tough ninth inning for Roger Craig. Roger Craig started the inning by walking Roy McMillan. He then got Don Dillard on the ground ball to third, but then he walked Guy Klein to bring the time run to the plate, Frank Bowling. On a 3-2 count to Frank Bowling, he got him to hit a hard smash to third, which was turned into a double play, and it gave the Mets their win, 8-5, their third in the row. The winning pitch in the ball game was Ken McKenzie. His record now 2-0, his second win in relief against the Milwaukee Braves here at the Bowler Ground. The losing pitcher was Claude Raymond. He is now 2-1. Jay Hook was the starting pitcher for the Mets. Ken McKenzie came on in the seventh inning to win it. Roger Craig was in relief in the ninth. For the Milwaukee Braves, Tony Cloninger was in the game as a starting pitcher. He went 1 2/3 innings, giving up 3 runs and 3 hits. Denny Lamaster then came on in the second inning with 2 men out. He was 2 1/3 innings, giving up no runs and no hits. Ron Boucher was then in for 3 innings. He gave up 2 hits and 2 runs. And then Claude Raymond was the losing pitcher as he was in the ninth inning to give up, I should say, in the eighth inning to give up 3 runs on only 1 base hit. So the final score of the ball game, the New York Mets 8 runs on 7 hits. They made 1 error. The Braves made 5 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors in the ball game. We'll be back for the second game of this doubleheader in just about 20 minutes. The starting pitchers for the game will be Lou Burdett going for the Milwaukee Braves. He is 2-0 and pitching for the Mets, trying to extend their winning streak to 4 games, will be Galen Siskel.